of that, if Gimel Nimsa Nidbak Ois Bois, if two letters were connected. In there, if it looks like it was written by Kashrus and only afterwards it got stuck together, then it's kosher. Kosher lo yishtan to us, it has to be in a way that doesn't look like something new. It's very clear, you see an aleph and the reish next to it. That was, got stuck together. That is alright. Like I said over here, he's machshirit only if it happened after the letters were written. Avam nirish and nidvak came to shas ksiva, then it's the chiluk. And nidvak came kodesh and nidvak always. Like my case of the reish, if you have an aleph before the reish and the reish hits the aleph, so before you finish the reish, it already pumps into the aleph. Going nud pshuta, she nidvak bem sois, beregel tof, kodayman. Give another example of a long nun that got stuck onto a tov, then it's possible. This is during the weekday, so you could scrape and separate the letters. You can only separate letters if they're distinct anyway, and it's just a little connection. If they look like something else, you have to erase the whole business. In dibug nasa migmaros, shahachshe vein tzoch leizit sefer teracheres. If after it was written, got stuck together, if you had already a kosher ois and then it got posel, then you're not required to take this as a sefer Torah just by the fact that there's a small connection between that and another letter.